Yeah, stats. I mean, you know, teammates making me look good. Didn't do much. I mean, three screens for touchdowns. You know, never been a part of anything like that or seen that. So, pretty special. Those guys making me look good.
Why those screens work?
You know, they were such a big pressure team. They have such high volume on their defense. They got away with it the first game. Actually got home a few times. I thought we had a great plan. I thought Coach called a great game, putting us in really good situations. And like I said, Jamal and the line doing a great job. Those guys downfield blocking really well. I mean, anytime you have long plays like that, those guys downfield blocking. So.
They brought you in.
Yeah, the playoffs, I mean, we knew we controlled our own destiny and coming here and getting the win, and that's all that mattered for us. Anytime you can clinch a playoff spots is special. Obviously, still some left to go here in the division. You know, special. That's what you're playing for. I mean, that's what you work for all offseason is to get in the postseason. So.
Alex, I know you're always optimistic. You probably came into this season optimistic. But what did you think making the playoffs was a realistic goal for this team?
You know, I knew.
Was there a moment when that kind of all came together for you?
Oh, I mean, I think there at the beginning of the season, once we put a few wins together, you know, I knew the type of situation we were in, that if we could get some wins and get some confidence and get some momentum going, that in this league, I mean, those are powerful things, you know. There's just so much parity across the league that if you can get that going, you know, that those are powerful things. And once that started, I think that's when, you know, kind of realized it. Yeah. It's still pretty special for me. It's certainly not something I'm getting used to. But yeah, no question. I mean, I feel like I was in these guys' shoes a few years ago. And, you know, anytime you can be a part of the turnaround, you know, it's a special feeling. You know, these guys have worked hard and, you know, deserve a ton of credit. You know, and it's special to be a part of something like this. Yeah.
Alex, you played with a special back in Frank. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is I tell a lot of people they're very similar, not in style, football style, but their personalities. Very, very similar in the sense that they're just like, it's like the purest, like, form of joy of playing football, you know, and it's such a, like, pure passion for the game, and they both have it. You know, they enjoy being out there. They enjoy the competition. They're always smiling. I mean, in the middle of the game, these are, you know, the guys that are just constantly smiling in the middle of a game. You know, those type of guys those are, and both tremendous players. But Jamal, I mean, the guy never comes out of the game. You know, he doesn't come out in any situations. That is a credit to him. I don't know if there's any backs that can do that. I wasn't aware of it. Kind of found out there in the fourth quarter. And I don't know what Coach was thinking. Those outside of my control there.
You had a career. That's your career touchdown.
Yeah.
Does that just kind of add to the special season?
Yeah, I mean. You know, great day. I really didn't feel like I did much, you know, through three screen passes. You know, through the ball on Jamal, he still made the cutback and made a great play. So, defense, you know, getting turnovers, giving us great field position. So, really feel like just, you know, kind of standing on 52 guys' shoulders, you know, and my stats reflect that. Those guys are just making me look good. So, the biggest thing, though, I think that all of us in that locker room, I mean, the playoffs. I mean, anytime you can clinch, what a big deal that is.
So, Miami wins. How much more gratifying is it for you to come out here today, scored on that first?
Yeah,
game? Yourself as opposed to okay, Miami won, we're in, let's go play.
Yeah, and we talked a lot about that, not only all week but especially today. That you didn't care what anyone else was doing. We weren't going to be scoreboard watching. We just need to go handle our business. We didn't want to rely on anybody else. We wanted to come out and start fast. You know, thought we did that. You know, and then obviously they battled back. You know. Credit to them, battled back, and you know, thought the play that really changed the game was that kickoff. You know, AJ forcing the fumble there, and then us scoring. I mean, that changed the game then there, second half.
How about third and a foot though? That was the play to me. Third and a foot, and you're 4 points behind.
Yeah, maybe so.
Talk about that play.
Two things. I think great play call, as far as timing goes, something we've practiced for a long time, kind of had in our back pocket and had it there. And you know, Jamal winning one-on-one and then made a great play. So
I asked you the other day about coming back here. Now that
You came back to the Bay Area. You went to the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little strange being back, especially, you know, we flew into San Jose and stayed down there, so that was a little different. You know, I didn't think it was all week, but yeah, I'd be lying if I said it, you know, wasn't, you know, especially pregame, just kind of being back here in the Bay Area. It's been a while since I've been back, so.
Alex, why was it so easy to move you off in that first half?
I mean, I think guys executing. You know, coach put us in great situations, some great timing on some calls. And then I think all 11 executing. I mean, really, and that's what it comes down to. I mean, nothing special, no magic, just 11 guys going out there and executing, playing good football.
You stayed up by the 49.
Oh, I don't know about easy. I mean, certainly on offense. I mean, anytime you can, I mean, you're throwing 3 screen passes for touchdowns. I mean, that's pretty easy on my part. Also there, I felt like we came into halftime and hadn't ran many plays. You know, I felt like we hadn't done much, didn't get in much rhythm, you know, because we were, you know, scoring pretty quick. So they were still battling back. I mean, we came in, it was only a few score game there at halftime, and then they came out in the third quarter and scored. So all of a sudden, it's a game again, you know, a close game. So, you know, I don't know if it was easy, but certainly, yeah, I mean, I think we did a great job executing on offense, yeah.
Last two, Randy, then Adam.
Go ahead.
You stayed out by the 49er facility?
Yeah.
Did you stop by and say hello to anybody?
No, I did not. No, just getting ready for the game.
You came here to play for Andy Reid. Just talk about how he's made all this happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think it starts with the environment that he sets, the attitude he sets, and it's an environment of getting better. Going out there, he constantly says it, let your personality show. But those guys, I think those coaches do such a great job of teaching, you know, working constantly to get better, teaching. I mean, we have an atmosphere where guys aren't afraid to make mistakes. They go out there and they play loose. And I think that all starts with him.
Last one in the back.
You talk about coming back to the Bay Area, obviously played a lot of games with Kansas City Park. One more regular season game with Kansas City Park. Is there any memory that you remember from that park that was great for you?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of memories. It's tough off the top of my head. Certainly, you know, some of those playoff games there. You know, certainly the Saints one stands out in my mind. But, you know, historic place in football. So.
All right. Thank you. Yeah.